148 and 0
coming
soon.
Blog Talk Radio.
147 and 0 still. Charlie Zelen off the goat. Thank God. Then 148 will happen. Yeah, it's been pretty hectic the last 4 or 5 days. I've been going to gyms. And opposition blatantly does not want to fight me. Ever since I smashed that 6'6" boxer, you know, the thing is, if I was to plan a retirement or a temporary retirement, that would be the perfect fight to go out on top. But then, you know, like I always get the urge to go fight, and I got that urge, and I decided to go to the gym. And look, I can do that over and over to anybody. You know, I mean, I can get a 6'10" guy who's bigger, stronger than that last boxer I beat and do the same shit to him. That's what I'm saying. No matter how great of a win I score, I can score an even greater win. There's no limit to Charlie Zelenoff. Charlie Zelenoff is the best. And by the way, a fan actually just right before the radio asked to for my autograph. You know, I sign more autographs for my fans, my real fans in real life, than you haters visit the psychiatrist. I sign more autographs than you haters make visits to your psychiatrist. Literally. And you people have no room to talk shit, because when I drop opponent number 148, man, you know, like I said, this may be my last fight in boxing. Maybe not my last fight. Like, I'm talking last fight in a while. Like, you may not see me in a gym or a ring for a few years, because... All right, you want to hear what happened today? And, well, I went to a new gym, big gym, new facility, you know, a lot of fighters. I challenged, I'd say the guy was like 6'5", 6'6", same height, about same height as my last opponent, maybe a little shorter, but a lot bigger. The guy was like 270, like huge heavyweight boxer. Challenged him, he said no. Then there's another son of a bitch, and he was like about 180. He was a little under 200, and I don't look to fight people under 200, but whatever. But he started, he's like, what are you looking at? And then he's like lifting some weight, and he drops the weight, and he's like, you want to fight me? I'm like, yeah, I want to fight you, bitch. I'll fuck you up, motherfucker. And this son of a bitch got scared, and I knuckled up, and then I threw my backpack down. I said, hey, put the gloves on. Gloves are on. I'm like, gloves over there. I got mine right here. I'm like, put the gloves on, you son of a bitch. And he just started telling me to walk away. He's like, whatever, I don't give a fuck about your championship. I'm like, I beat Deontay Wilder, motherfucker. You'd be no match, you son of a bitch. Let's go. My last fight, 6'6". You're barely fucking 5'6", motherfucker. Some fat-ass cruiserweight, man. He was like 5'6", man. I'm like, I beat a 6'6", motherfucker. You're barely 5'6", you son of a bitch. I told this motherfucker. And then... he just bitches out. Then I see another heavyweight boxer. He said he was 6-0 in the amateurs. Dude was about 210, 6'2". And then we got into a stance, and then he's like, you know, we were just kind of like play fighting. And then we got into a stance, and he's like, nah, man, I ain't going to do this, man. And I'm like thinking, wait a minute, what's going on here? It's like every day I'm trying to, like, my last victory was great, but now I can't get a fight. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. I didn't know it was going to be like this. It was going to be, you know, people, like, my fans warned me, you know, like, my real fans, you know what I mean? They all warned me that one day, you know, Charlie, you're going to get so strong that you're not going to be able to get a fight, literally. It's going to be very hard for you to get a fight. And at that time, I was like, ah, come on, I always get fights. I fight, you know, 2-3 times a day. Yes, but that's the thing. Now it took its toll. I beat the shit out of so many people that now... I'm being forced into retirement that I don't want to retire, but I have no choice. Wait, you think I'm retiring because, like, oh, this is it? I think I did win enough fights, but hey man, there's always room for more. When you got this much speed and power, son, you don't want to stop, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to stop. And I'm in my prime. I don't want to leave in my prime. Okay, so here's what happened after all that. Then I'm ready to come up to another fighter, and right before I was about to ask him, do you want to box? I see 3 police officers coming towards me, and He was like, "Who's that for?" I was like, "That's for me, man." I'm like, "All right." No, nobody arrested me. They said, "We've been told that you're challenging everybody here. I'm going to ask you to leave, Mr. Zelenoff." I said, "No problem, officer. Have a good day." No, they didn't even detain me. They just told me to pick up my gloves, and they said, "Go to another gym. Yeah, you can't be here. Go to another ring, whatever." Don't worry. I found a fight. A heavyweight boxer, heavyweight fighter agreed. It's gonna be soon. It's gonna be soon. I'm not saying when. In LA, in Los Angeles, but I'm not saying when. You know, you all saw me beat a 6'6" heavyweight. All right, you're gonna see me beat this guy. But the thing is, this may very well be my last fight. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Motherfuckers are literally terrified. I mean, like, okay, before I beat the 6'6" giant, you know, thank God I scored my best win against Sambo Russian and all that, but before I beat them motherfuckers, you know, that's it. Like I said, it took its toll, man. With each win, I get more and more famous. Like I said, these mainstream losers, they're not boxing. They're fake actors. The real fighters don't want to fight me, man. Real underground professional boxers that do it to do it, that actually throw down to throw down. You know what I'm saying? I throw down because I'm pound for pound. I'm the real pound for pound. I'm saying these guys don't even want to fight me now. So what am I have a beautiful wife. What am I going to go do? Go to the hood and knock people out on the street, bare knuckle? No, man, I'm not going back to jail. I got Daria, man. I don't know. I can't know. Either in the ring or in the gym. That's it. Ring or gym. This is it. You see, yeah, but the problem is ain't nobody want to get in the ring and ain't nobody want to square up in the gym. I beat so many motherfuckers' asses, man. Jules of all his gym. I beat his ass. That bald retard that made a video talking shit, that guy's not a fucking fighter. He made it all up. Listen, that guy's mentally sick. Jesse St. Louis, he did not want to box. Well, I challenged him. That's what I'm saying. What kind of shit is, let's feel each other out? See, he has that paid professional actor mentality. He's mentally ill just like the box rec people. Let's feel each other. What the fuck is wrong? Feel each other out? No, my fist is going to hit your jaw and you're going to feel the fucking ground with your face. Is that what you mean by feel each other out? No, what is this feel each other out bullshit? There's no feel each other out. As soon as I put the gloves on, you're going down whoever the fuck you are. Deontay Wilder, fucking Klitschko, what's his name? Derek the Giants, Sambo Russian. Klitschko backed out. Sambo Russian, Deontay Wilder, Dejan, Derek, they all lost to me. All my opponents, Eric Estrada, the kickboxer, undefeated kickboxer, I stopped this guy in like 2 seconds, in like 1 or 2 seconds. As soon as I let my hands go, the motherfucker was turned his back. He got fucking punched, he got clipped 2 times, 3 times really, but the third shot hit him in the back of the head, so that doesn't count. The first one was in the jaw, and then, you know. No, the first was in the forehead, then the second was in the jaw. That was a phenomenal win. See, it's like I'm winning all these fights, but then the word spreads. Now, I know where the fight's going to be at. So I'm not getting kicked out of gyms. Yeah, I may have gotten kicked out of the gym where I knocked out the Marine because I nearly killed the motherfucker. I'm not kicked out of the gyms to some delusional haters like Happy that, oh, you know, they're not going to allow you to fight. You prick. I know plenty of gyms that allow me to fight. The fighters in those gyms don't want to fight me. I'm more than welcome to come and beat anybody's ass I want. But the thing is, they don't want to fight because I'm 147-0, and everybody knows my record now. With that kind of record, who in their right mind would want to fight a guy who's won 147 fucking fights and has 117 knockouts and never lost a single match? Yeah, do you understand? It's like, I'm the greatest of all time, man. I went to Ukraine when I got married. I bare-knuckled with literally an undefeated Ukrainian MMA champion, underground MMA champion, a real fighter. The guy was 6'4". The guy never tasted defeat. But then when he tasted my power, then he tasted defeat for the first time. What does that tell you? Different country, on his turf, beat his ass. The motherfucker that set up the fight, he goes, yeah, man, I know this MMA champion, you know, it's like, yeah, my wife Daria, she was cooking me, you know, cooking me food, you know. She was calling me, and I didn't want my wife to worry. I told her later, of course, when I won the fight. I told her, she's like, "Baby, where are you?" You know, I'm like, "I'm at the restaurant, baby, you know, taking care of some things, you know." She kept calling me, "Baby, you're late," you know. I'm like, "Baby, hold on, I got some business to take care of. I'll be home soon, baby. I love you." I told her, "All right, hang up the phone, talk to this motherfucker." I said, "All right." He starts bragging about his MMA boy. He's 6'4", he knocked this guy out, he knocked that guy, he submitted that guy, he struck that guy, he kicked this guy. I said, "Hey, listen up. You're Russian," I told him. "How about we set up the match? Boxing champion versus your MMA champion. His name's Ruslan. There's audio of me punching him. You could hear me punching him. He didn't want to point at his boy getting rocked by the goat. But anyways, he said, "Yeah, sure. He's like, "I can definitely see that happening one day, maybe, you know, in 3-4 days, maybe in a week. I'll give him a call." I'm like, wait, "What? 3-4 days, a week? No. I'm like, "I'm a real champion. I don't know if you heard me, but I'm going to have to repeat myself. I'm a real boxing champion. I fight on minutes' notice, sometimes seconds' notice. All right? None of this actors, "Oh, yeah, we're going to have a fight in 8 months. No. 1 week? That's too fucking long. What the fuck, in a week I can beat 10, maybe 15 people. A week is too long. Let's do the fight right now, motherfucker." He's like, "Right now?" He's like, "I don't know about right now, man." He's like, the matchmaker of the fight in Ukraine, the super fight between me and the MMA champion, bare knuckle. He goes, "Well, I don't know about right now, maybe in a few days." I'm like, "Few days? Too long. Like, I gotta go make love to my wife right now, man. Like, I don't got time for 2 days, man, right now." And this motherfucker's like, "Oh, shit, I put him on the spot." You know what I'm saying? I told him, "Where does he live?" Like, "He lives in the same building with you and your wife live." And I'm like, "Are you serious? He lives in the same building and you're quiet this whole time?" And the motherfucker's like, "Yeah, but the building was big, you know what I mean? It's like a huge, huge building, you know? Yeah, he was..." Basically, you could call him a neighbor. He was like a neighbor to me and my wife. But the side of the building where he was at and where me and Daria lived on literally one side of the building, and he lived on completely the other side. Like, so you have to walk like five, six minutes to whatever. But the point is, he was close. I told him, "Take me to his house, to his doorstep." He takes me to the MMA fighter's doorstep. The guy comes out, start talking about fighting. I'm like, "So you're the undefeated MMA champion. I heard you beat everybody, man. But you fuck everyone up here in Ukraine, huh?" He's like, "Hey, yeah, what's up, man?" And he came out with his MMA trunks, man. So it looked like he was pretty ready to fight. I'm like, "Well, now you're going to have to beat me. Or at least try. At least try your best." I got into a stance. The dude got cold feet. And that's it. Left hook in the cheekbone. Hit him clean. That's it. He was done. Now that's a real world champion, man. A lot of people said, "Well, I ever went overseas." Well, I sure did, man. Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Ukraine. Doesn't fucking matter. Hell, doesn't matter, man. Anywhere. I'd like to go to the UK and beat the fuck out of Tyson Fury in Manchester, England. Tyson Fury, if you listen to this, pussy, hey, clown, I'll come to England. If you want, nobody wants to fight me in LA, man. I beat everybody in my city. I'll happily come down to the UK if you agree to the battle. You and Klitschko. Klitschko's a bum. No matter what happens between you and Klitschko, beat him, lose to him, whatever. You both lose if you step in the ring with Zelenov. Therefore, you're both equally shit. All right? So now, here's what I want to say. Win 148 will be unparalleled, historic, and the most explosive knockout of knockouts that you people are going to see. I mean, if I get to TKO, great. TKOs are great. I mean, last fight was a TKO, 6-6 fighter. I mean, KOs are more. I KO'd a lot of motherfuckers this year, but, you know. I dropped that U.S. Marine. I dropped that guy in the ring. I knocked the guy out cold. He was on the canvas. See, the Mexican Special Forces guy, I put him down. He hit the ground. The next guy's going to hit the ground because I realized how difficult and nearly impossible it is to get a fight. This entire week, I could not get a fight. Yeah, I did. I took a week off after the win versus the 6-6. I mean, I still haven't fought since May 31st, which is now. I'm beginning to have fear though. Like, fuck, when's my next fight? Nobody wants to fight me. And now it's like, fuck. So I thank God I got an opponent. He better not back out. He won't. Yeah, heavyweight fighter. You know, I mean. Listen, it's going to be even better than the victory. I mean, the last victory was phenomenal, but it's going to be even better. So anyways, oh yeah, and after I beat that Ukrainian champion, I went home to my wife and I ate dinner with her, you know, celebrating the win and everything. Then I put my wife under the sheets and, you know, I fucked my wife Daria. I made love to Daria. You know what I mean? And that's the life of a champ, man. Winning fights, making love to your beautiful, sexy, gorgeous, hot, curvy wife. I mean, hey, I'm blessed, and I'm pound for pound the best. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is delusional. Charlie Z is the greatest. And I've been proving it. Every fucking fight I've been proving that I'm the greatest. 148, hey, don't worry about the ring rust, you know. See, for me, 2 weeks, 15 days is, you know, don't worry. The fight's going to be, it's going to be soon. I'm not going to say when. It's not going to be today or tomorrow. It's going to be soon. I'm going to start, you know, I'm going to put on some gloves on the train. I'm actually get another chance to train. Think about it. Look, I've been annihilating competition without training. I've been making my opponents my punching bags. Now I'm actually going to hit an actual punching bag, and then I'm going to hit my opponents and make them actual punching bags. Think about it, man. These motherfuckers, man, this, whoever's next, man. I mean, I know who's next, but, yeah, he's going to get knocked the fuck out, man. These heavyweights, man, they can't fuck with me. I slay all of them motherfuckers, man. Speed and power, man. Nobody, not only is nobody as talented, as strong, and as fast as Charlie Zelenoff, look how ready I am to fight. You know, like on a Saturday, on a Friday night, what are most people doing? Getting drunk and at a party, getting wasted or smoking weed, right? What am I doing on a Friday or Saturday? Beating somebody's ass. And if they're backing out, what am I doing? I'm training, shadow boxing, getting ready to beat somebody's ass. You see what I'm saying? Boxing is my life, motherfucker. I live and breathe this motherfucking sport. I am the fucking GOAT, the real GOAT, Charlie Zelenoff. Nobody can ever take that away from me that I am the GOAT. I proved it, and I'm going to continue proving it at least one more time. Therefore, 148 will be great. If not the greatest win of my life, because I realized that it may not be my last fight. Come on, of course I'll fight again. I hope so. I mean, it's not up to me anymore, man. It's up to the opposition. I'm not gonna assault somebody because they're afraid to fight me. I don't street fight anymore. I don't do that anymore. So I have a wife. I have a responsibility, you know. My wife, Daria, I got to take care of her when she's here. When I was in Ukraine, I was taking care of her. She's my responsibility right now, even though she's in Ukraine. Who do you think filed the paperwork for her to come to the U.S.? Who's liable for her when she's living here? Me, you know what I mean? So, I can't take risks. Of course, if I really have to defend myself on the street, then of course I'm going to knock the guy out. I would never let anybody beat me, but... You know, yeah. But my wins versus Sambo Russian and the 6'6 giant, they speak for themselves. But the wind is coming up, or the winds. Yeah, it's going to be most likely, because he said he knows another fighter that they may fight me, so I may beat both of them in the same day. But yeah, one more fight. I mean, I didn't know it was gonna, like, I don't wanna, like, okay, if I say this is it, I'm retiring right now. It would be retiring on top because physically, yeah, fuck this play fighting shit. I got in his face. You know, those are not fights. Those are just altercations, whatever the fuck. My actual last fight, I dominated the guy. I hit him twice, and that was it. I nearly ripped his head off his shoulders. And he was 6'6", giant, man. So, of course, it would be going out on top. But something in me just wants to win again. I mean, I just want to, I don't know. I just want to knock somebody out. I just want to win again. Usually, after 4 or 5 days, I'm right back at it. No matter how great the victory, I'm right back at it. Dude, I knocked somebody out in the ring and I fought again in like a few days, man. Literally, in like a week or something, like five. Like that Kung Fu fighter that I put him to sleep in the ring, I beat a U.S. Marine like 5 or 6 days after. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, fucking 15 days, Charlie Z hasn't fought. Yeah, but that's because motherfuckers are backing out. What, you think I decided to say, oh, I'm not going to fight for 15 days? I know I said I was going to take a lot of time off, but then I realized that it's hard to walk away from something you're so good at. You know, you're so talented, speed, power. It's natural. These haters are mentally fucking ill. They're sick people, man. I got video of me landing 6 power shots in 0.5 tenths of a second. Do you understand how fast that is? No, that's literally, that's speed of light type shit, man. People ask me for autographs. I got my permanent marker right here, man. I'm signing autographs, man. I don't. What am I gonna record how each autograph I sign? And I'm gonna have to put fucking 20 videos a day, man. No, man. There's video of them putting on cups. I have nothing to prove, man. I got video of me punching a 6'6" heavyweight boxer in the face. I think that's enough proof that I'm the greatest. Yeah, I'm on right now. Yeah, hate to interrupt myself. Yeah, basketball. Hey, man, well, I'm proud of Kyrie Irving and you know, LeBron. I'm a bigger fan of Kyrie now. Kyrie Irving, listen, this kid, Jordan-esque performance. They both had 41, I know, and but I don't know how it is now. But before the Finals MVP was resulted in who scored the most points. And if the Cavaliers manage to win the series, which I think they will, they deserve it. They were getting killed, and they came back and killed Golden State in the last game. And they won. They were up by 16. They won by 15. And I hope the Cavs win. You know. Well, they're gonna win tomorrow. It's gonna be 3-3. I'm saying I hope they win the series. You know, the real question. Well, what, they fucking won in Golden State. They did what they had. They won in Golden State. As much as I hate Charles Barkley, he did say the truth. It's not a series until somebody wins on the road, and this is it. They won on the road. They know that there will be a game 7. And this fucking overrated Stephen Curry, dude, man, motherfucker was getting killed. My Kyrie, man, LeBron, man, played great. I mean, actually, the best dynamic duo is not the Trash Brothers, but it's Kyrie Irving and LeBron James, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the Spurs and the Cavs, man. I think those are the two best teams. OKC, yeah, but they're chokers. They're a really good team, but no, they just don't have what it takes. How the fuck are you going to be up? OKC was up 3-1. And they lost to the Warriors. And the Warriors are up 3-1. Well, sorry, we're up 3-1, and they're going to lose 4-3 to the Cavs. So that means the Cavs are, if the Cavs beat the Warriors, then the Cavs are better than OKC. So, but yeah, boxing. Yeah, man, I win every fight. I'm unbeatable. The question is it going to be a knockout? Is it going to be another brutal TKO? It's going to be either a brutal knockout or a brutal TKO. It's going to be phenomenal. And the thing is that Okay, like I said, if I was to retire right now, yes, it would be considered going out on top, of course, but being exiled or, you know, told to leave by policemen saying that, you know, they told me, you know, you're intimidating everybody here. That's not a good memory, even though that has nothing to do with it was not a fight. Nobody touched me. Nobody, I didn't touch anybody. I got into a fighting stance with some boxer. He backed out. Look, man, what the hell? No, I want him pure. Like, you saw the last fight, boom, boom. Yeah. If 148 is going to be the last you're all going to see of the great Charlie Zonoff, then you're going to see something that you've never seen before. Speed power that you've never seen before. I mean, I did 6 power shots in 0.5 tenths of a second. I'll try to do it, and I don't know. It could be just a one punch knockout, or I don't know. It's gonna be something great. Each time I do something great. You know. Yeah, no, I never knew it'd become and it becomes this difficult. And the thing is, these sick trolls, like, "Oh, Charlie Z, I'll fight you." Yeah, look, we've been through that, man. These are mentally ill people, all right? They're mentally ill people trying to get attention. These are not fighters, man. I'm talking, it's hard to get fights against world-class fighters. That's what I'm saying. Because even world-class fighters, Marines, Navy SEALs, a U.S. Marine, a Navy SEAL, and a Green Beret, all three backed out to fight me on Monday. Today, three different boxers backed out to fight me in minutes, all of them. Before I beat the 6'6" giant, it took a lot. It took, like, I'd say 60 opponents. They all said, 60 or 70 opponents, they all said, no. I'd say out of the last 100-something people, only one guy said yes, and that was a 6'6" giant. He does deserve credit. And now another opponent said he's going to do it. So I'm just saying, out of like 150 opponents, maybe like 150 say no, and maybe one or two say yes. Yeah, so for every 100-something opponents, one guy says he'll fight. It's going to be hard to get to 200, no, man. So basically, I'm being forced into retirement, temporary retirement. Basically, now it's like whenever I get a fight. Before, it's like, oh, I'll just go to the gym and I'll get a fight, you know. But now it's not like that anymore because everybody knows who I am in boxing. When I go to the gym, oh, it's Charlie Zonoff. Oh, fuck, I don't want to get my ass kicked today. I'm sorry, I'm going to pass. That's what I'm saying. Everybody knows who I am in the gyms. People that don't even follow fucking boxing know who I am. Oh, it's that guy that beats the shit out of all these. It's that guy that beats the fuck out of all these other guys, man. Him. Oh, no, I don't want to fight him. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's so difficult to get a fight. But don't worry, 148 is going to be great. It's going to be phenomenal. I already got it. Yeah, I might post some training videos starting tomorrow. I haven't done that in many years. No, not on my boxing channel. The boxing channel is straight. It's just straight. Fight videos. It's only fight videos, and not even replays. The replays go on the Charlie Z account, the Charlie Zonoff account. That's boxing only. Yeah. So. Yeah, I can't wait for 148, man. It's gonna be a phenomenal win. Might as well get to 148 and L-Hat ready. Cause you know I'm gonna win, man. I'm the best. Charlie Z, number one pound for pound.